Welcome to Tea Time, a podcast about all things public education from the Texas Education Agency.
Welcome back to another edition of Tea Time. We continue our visit with Commissioner of Education Mike Morath regarding the new A through F accountability system for school districts. That will be launched on August 15. Commissioner, what input did you use to develop the system?
So the transition of our accountability system from where it was to the new A through F system has been a two-year work in progress, actually more than 2 years. And so we had, and I personally had, meetings in every region in the state with superintendents and board members and parents and teachers and students themselves and principals, community advocates, you name it, to try to balance the sort of factors about how we really evaluate our schools. So it's been a very expansive stakeholder engagement process to determine exactly what we want to put into the A through F system, what we want to draw the most attention to, how we want to align it to the things that are of best interest for our students long term.
That's an important point because this accountability system will take into account things other than STAR tests, correct?
That's right. In fact, we tried to benchmark the A through F system or align the A through F system with the state's 60 by 30 plan. So Texas's 60 by 30 plan was sort of originated at the Higher Ed Coordinating Board, but we've adopted it statewide. 60 by 30 means that by the year 2030, we want 60% of young people to have some post-secondary credential. That could be an associate's degree, it could be a bachelor's degree, could be a trade credential. And in this case, by young people, we're talking 25 to 34-year-olds. So what we have done is knowing that that is what the economy requires, that is what our kids require to be prepared to make meaningful wages to take care of themselves and their families. We've aligned the goals of A through F around that. So when we look at evaluating districts or campus or high school campuses on A through F, it's actually much more than, say, just the STAR test. We're looking at how many kids, what percentage of students were prepared for college as evaluated, say, on taking the SAT or AP exams, kids taking dual credit classes, this sort of thing, or how many kids are prepared to go right into industry and in a way that will advance their career. So do they have a computer science credential of in a specific field, or do they have a welding licensure, plumbing licensure, these sorts of things, industries that pay well, that are in demand, that we know that some of our kids are going to be interested in and want to pursue. Likewise, are they ready for military enlistment? So the military actually evaluates students both on their academic preparation as well as their physical fitness and even their character. And so are we getting kids ready for that? And so when we look at how A through F has been designed, it includes the STAR test, but it also includes a lot more than that.
I'm sure you've heard the concern that A through F will simply be a reflection of a poverty in a district or on a campus. You've worked to address that, correct?
Sure. I think some believe that an A through F system, and in fact just school performance information, is simply a reflection of poverty. The data would indicate that that's just not true. We have hundreds of high-performing, high-poverty campuses throughout the state of Texas. That's what we see in the actual A through F system results. But when you look at the design of the system, you can even think about the way that the system was designed doesn't really reflect that kind of philosophy. Campuses and districts are given the better of either student achievement, what students know and can do, or school progress, how much they grew year over year. The relationship between school progress and poverty is almost non-existent when you look at the actual sort of correlation scores. So the relationship between a campus or a district's overall score and the underlying level of student poverty is not strong.
Another concern that's been voiced is that the system is going to force a certain number of Fs, a certain number of Ds, a certain number of each of the grades each year. Is it mathematically possible for everyone to make an A? And if so, how is that?
The system has been designed so that it is mathematically possible for every campus to get an A. We looked at the level of performance that existed in the state of Texas during the 16-17 school year and then set cut points based upon what we thought was excellent versus what we thought was needs improvement, and of course based upon stakeholder feedback as well. And those cut points are intended to be frozen for the next 5 years. And so as what you can imagine is that as campuses get better and better and better, more of them will score in the A range. So it's certainly not not mathematically set up to force a specific number of A's or a specific number of F's. It's absolutely possible for all campuses to achieve an A, although it's not easy. These are not these are rigorous standards, and we want to try to encourage our absolute best. So it will take some time for our educators to adjust, but we would expect to see that. In fact, when I hear that some criticize the system for, you know, being set up to just force a certain number of F's, our goals here at TEA wouldn't be compatible with that. We want to cut the number of D and F campuses in half in the next 5 years. If there was a fixed number of D's and F's every year, it would be impossible for us to achieve our goals as an agency.
Finally, is there anything that you want people, but especially parents, to know as we approach August 15th and on that day they see their A through F ratings for their districts and accountability ratings for their campuses?
Well, I think parents should take advantage of this information. We're going to provide them with information about either their child's current campus or prospective campuses, and they can use that as one additional data point to evaluate how they support their students as effectively as possible. And these, of course, are not necessarily the end-all be-all. They're not every piece of information about a school, but they are very useful. It's a very useful benchmark about this campus's overall performance academically.
Thank you, Commissioner, for joining us on Tea Time.
For more on this and other public education issues, visit our website at tea.texas.gov. For more Tea Time episodes, visit tea.texas.gov/podcast or look for us where you download your other podcasts. Join us again soon for another episode of Tea Time, a podcast from the Texas Education Agency.